Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Much of the Midwest is facing a late maturing, high moisture corn crop. And as farmers making grain drying plans for this fall, CHS Senior Account Manager Ryan Meyer encourages farmers to fill their tanks now while prices are low.
So with that later harvest, we're going to be seeing a few different things occur. One, which would be cooler weather, which then, of course, brings home heat into the mix. Both of those are not typical for your average harvest. And then the third thing to note that is not typical as well would be farmers are going to try to get that crop off quicker than usual to dry it before that winter hits. So one of the things that we recommend as CHS is just to have everyone first be safe, but then second to fill early just to remove that one less concern from their harvest season.
The increased demand for propane during harvest, coupled by the winter months to follow, could push prices higher. Meyer says there is also global implications disrupting farms domestically.
The prime example that just recently happened last week with the attacks on the Saudi Arabia oil refineries, we've seen the energy complex move up quite a bit, which unfortunately made its way back home. Along with that, we've seen a major push for propane overseas to make plastics, which then, of course, made U.S. a net exporter. So with that, usually right now we see drying as a big deal locally, but now in our current environment with all of the product need overseas, we've become that net exporter. So what we can do is we can export all of a year supply of North Dakota product in 7 days, which is just crazy to think about.
From too wet.